T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The nation's last remaining undecided congressional election will be done all over again. North Carolina's Board of Elections ordered a new election this afternoon.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula is on our newsline. Jim, what is the problem here?
Well, I tell you guys, what a mess. This is the 9th congressional district in North Carolina, down along the South Carolina border and over toward the coast. For weeks now, there have been allegations that a GOP operative paid people to illegally collect absentee ballots. And there have been other questions of voting irregularities in the 9th district race last November as well. The Democrats have been challenging this, and the state elections board has been meeting all week hearing testimony. Today they heard from Mark Harris, the apparent winner, the Republican leading by 905 votes. He testified through the morning saying that he never knew any of this was going on with this alleged collection of absentee ballots. He said he was stunned when he found out that his campaign was paying this GOP operative, McCray Dowless, $120,000 a year. After lunch, Harris came back in and stunned everybody in the room, hearing room, when he said that he now believes there are enough questions about all of this that there should be a new election. Moments later, he got up and left without answering any additional questions. And then the elections board, the North Carolina elections board, voted 5-0 to call for a new election.
Boy, amazing. I got to think it's got to be pretty rare for a congressional election to have to be redone like this.
Very much so. Also, Michael, if the board didn't do this, the thought was there was going to be a long, protracted court battle over this, that Congress might eventually have to get involved. But at this point, still many, many questions. There's going to have to be a primary and then an election. No idea when that will take place. Harris said this afternoon that he has developed some very serious health issues. He's had a couple of minor strokes in the last month or so. So it's not even clear if he's going to run again.
All right. Thank you, Jim. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula in North Carolina.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.